We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin. From the International News Service, the war ends. A special bulletin, I repeat, from the International News Service, the war ends. We take you now to Washington.
Comes from the Japanese. I'm reporting to you direct as directly as I can from the White House, and I'll give you more information as we go along. Yeah, go ahead. I have received this afternoon a message from the Japanese government. This is President Truman's statement. In reply to the message forwarded to the Japanese government by the Secretary of State on August the 11th. And I deem this reply a full acceptance of the Potsdam Declaration, which specifies the unconditional surrender of Japan. In the reply, there is no qualification. General Douglas MacArthur has been appointed the Supreme Allied Commander to receive the Japanese surrender. Meantime, the Allied Armed Forces have been ordered to suspend offensive action. Arrangements are now being made for the formal signing of surrender terms at the earliest possible moment. The proclamation of VJ Day must await the formal signing of the surrender terms by Japan. I'll give you the text of the Japanese government's message accepting our terms. The communication of the Japanese government of August the 14th, 1945, addressed to the governments of the United States, Great Britain, Soviet Union, and China. Right, go ahead. This is a full surrender from the Japanese, without reservations, and this is the text of the Japanese note in reply to our note from Secretary Burns. Go ahead. With reference to the Japanese government's note of August the 10th, regarding their acceptance of the provisions of the Potsdam Declaration and the reply of the governments of the United States, Great Britain, the Soviet Union, and China, sent by American Secretary of State Burns under the date of August the 11th, the Japanese government to communicate to the governments of the four powers as follows. His Majesty, the Emperor, has issued an imperial rescript regarding Japan's acceptance of the provisions of the Potsdam Declaration. His Majesty, the Emperor, right, is prepared to authorize and ensure the signature by his government and the Imperial General Headquarters of the necessary terms for carrying out the provisions of the Potsdam Declaration. His Majesty is all prepared to issue his commands to all the military, naval, and air authorities of Japan and all the forces under their control, wherever located, to cease active operations, to surrender arms, and to issue such other orders as may be required, as may be required by the Supreme Commander of the Allied Forces, that is Douglas MacArthur, for the execution of the above-mentioned terms. And here's another statement by the President. One of the hardest working groups of war workers during the past 4 years, and perhaps the least appreciated by the public, has been the federal employees in Washington and throughout the country. They have carried on the day-to-day operations of the government, which are essential to the support of our fighting men and to the carrying on of the war. On behalf of the nation, I formally express thanks to them. As a token of this feeling, I hereby request all the heads of the departments, agencies, and bureaus throughout the government to excuse the employees for tomorrow and Thursday. This action is to be without charge against the annual leave of the employees. Only skeleton forces need be maintained. I order all the employees of the government will enjoy this well-deserved, but inadequate holiday.
Bork Age talking from the front of the White House, and I imagine you can hear the noise that's going up already. The word is spread. You have heard the official statement read, which states that Japan has replied, has acquiesced to the unconditional surrender, and the president has said there is no qualification whatever about it. It was here on a sunny September day that I broadcast the news of Port Pearl Harbor 4 years ago, almost. An empire was created since then, and now an empire has fallen. I've had a telegram asking that in our rejoicing we remember the boys who won't come back. The boys that are sleeping over there on those islands. And asking that we find time in our exaltation, in our rejoicing, to remember them in our prayers. Prayers that ask a merciful God to give us strength to prevent another war such as this. It was a scene, perhaps not so dramatic to us who had waited so long, something that's growing on us as it will grow on you as you hear these words repeated through the evening, as you realize that the greatest war in history has ended. And now they've asked me, for the benefit of those who have come in late, to read this statement by the president. This is what he read us a few moments ago back there in the executive offices. I have received this afternoon a message from the Japanese government in reply to the message forwarded to that government by the Secretary of State on August 11th. I deem this reply a full acceptance of the Potsdam Declaration, which specifies the unconditional surrender of Japan. In the reply, there is no qualification. Arrangements are now being made for the formal signing of the surrender terms at the earliest possible moment. And until, of course, those terms are surrendered, there will be no VJ proclamation and no VJ day in reality. I continue with the statement. General Douglas MacArthur has been appointed the Supreme Allied Commander to receive the Japanese surrender. China will be represented by high-ranking officers. Meantime, the Allied Armed Forces have been ordered to suspend offensive action. The proclamation of VJ day must wait upon the formal signing of the surrender terms by Japan. Following this is the Japanese government's message accepting the terms themselves. I'm reading the exact message now as it came from the Japanese government. Communication of the Japanese government of August 14th, 1945, addressed to the governments of the United States, Great Britain, the Soviet Union, and China, quotes, with reference to the Japanese government's note of August 10th regarding their acceptance of the provisions of the Potsdam Declaration and the reply of the governments of the United States, Great Britain, the Soviet Union, and China sent by the American Secretary of State under the date of August 11th, the Japanese government have the honor to communicate to the governments of the four powers as follows. 1, His Majesty the Emperor has issued an imperial rescript regarding Japan's acceptance of the provisions of the Potsdam Declaration. 2, His Majesty the Emperor is prepared to authorize and ensure the signature of his government and the Imperial General Headquarters of the necessary terms for carrying out the provisions of the Potsdam Declaration. His Majesty is also prepared to issue his commands to all of the military, naval, and air authorities of Japan and all the forces under their control, wherever located, to cease active operation. To surrender arms and to issue such other orders as may be required by the Supreme Commander of the Allied Forces for the execution of the above. That's the end of the statement. And now Mr. Henley wants the microphone.
This is Ray Henley talking with Balkage at the White House ground. You might be interested in a fill-in on exactly what happened in the White House, the president's office at the White House. The president was standing behind his desk. He had on a blue suit. He had on a rather flamboyant blue and white tie and a blue shirt. He was smiling very broadly and was bending over and talking in a very happy mood with the Secretary of State, Mr. Burns. Also there with him was...